Mom, Dad, guess what? Jesus says we don't have to wash up before supper. That's one way to read our text from Matthew chapter 15. Let's take a closer look. The Pharisees, those religious leaders who have a handbook of rules for everything, confront Jesus again and again about the law. The evangelist Matthew tells us that this time, some Pharisees travel all the way from Jerusalem to Galilee. A group of scribes put down their pens and go along for the ride. The delegation lets fly. Jesus, explain your teaching. Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they don't wash their hands when they eat. Well, isn't that a fine howdy-do? What are the disciples eating? Maybe they're eating bread. Maybe it's the miracle bread left over in the 12 baskets after Jesus fed 5,000 men, plus women and children. All those people didn't wash up before supper either. You see, the Pharisees teach a tradition about washing up in just the right way. Before meals, they pour a little water over their hands, lifting them slightly so the water runs down to the wrist. They rub their hands together. They lower their hands and rinse them. The water runs off their fingertips. There's no trace of anything unclean. We might call this tradition a fence made of water around God's law. A fence marks a boundary. A fence lets you know where you stand. A fence lets you know who's in and who's out. But here's the thing about fences. A fence can't always hide what's really going on behind it. And a fence can't always stop the forces that press against it. Over lots of years, the Pharisees established lots of traditions. Fences made of lots of little rules. If I can keep the little rules, the ones I can manage, then I can fence myself off from breaking the big rules. But by Jesus' day, the religious leaders have forgotten the big rules. So this day, the religious leaders don't thank Jesus. No, they scold Jesus. Today in Galilee, the clergy persons find out it's best not to get too smart with Jesus. Jesus lets fly. You hypocrites! And they know exactly what Jesus means. A hypocrite is a play actor who wears a mask on the outside to hide his identity on the inside. Jesus sees into the heart. That's exactly why Jesus condemns their house rule of pledges to the temple. The Corban oath is a nifty little system hidden in the back office. It works like this. People pledge money to the temple, a donation in the future, while they get to use the money in the present. Mom, Dad, guess what? We can't help you out financially. Our money's pledged to the temple. The religious leaders look the other way, and everybody ignores God's commands. To make matters worse, the Pharisees are supplementing their lifestyle with temple taxes. It's gotten to the point that they're the only people who can afford to keep their traditions. Outer purity based on behavior instead of inner purity based on repentance. Jesus knows all about their shenanigans, and Jesus knows all about our shenanigans too. In Jesus' day, a fence made of water waters down sin. The same is true today. We've got our own handbook of house rules. We had a vote. We passed a resolution. We know best. We can do as we please with a clear conscience. We're good to go. What are we to make of this gospel text? Is Jesus against all traditions? Is Jesus against good hygiene? Is Jesus against estate planning? No, not at all. Jesus is against twisting his word. Jesus is against hypocrisy. Jesus is against putting your trust in traditions for your righteousness. So what is a good tradition in the church? The simple answer is this. A good tradition points to Jesus Christ, to his holy word, to his gospel work. How is it with you? What does Jesus see in your traditions? What does Jesus see in your heart? The Pharisees wash their hands with great fanfare, but they can't wash their hearts. Neither can you. Neither can I. The investigating committee comes all the way from Jerusalem. Little do they know that Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Not to point out everybody who's unclean, but to get in touch with everybody who's unclean. On his way, Jesus gets in touch with a leper, a dead child, with people who are blind, deaf, lame. On his way, Jesus gets in touch with sinners, with people who can't save themselves. On his way, Jesus goes to his cross. On his cross, Jesus takes on himself the uncleanness, the shame, the guilt of every sin. Your sin, my sin. On his cross, Jesus sweeps away every fence made of water, cleverly devised by man. Then it's his disciples who go all the way from Jerusalem to Galilee. There, the resurrected Jesus speaks to them. As you get going, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. In place of a tradition, there's a commission for the disciples and for you. Preach, teach, baptize, everywhere. But be quick about it. You won't have time to wash up as you get going. In fact, Jesus says, I'll wash you.